Philadelphia, PA. It's Avenue G.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. Tonight, we are beginning our new format. Instead of having one 40-minute show each month, we'll have two 20-minute shows twice a month. But not to worry, our shows will have the same high quality.
Excuse me, Jim. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's something I want to say.
But Andy, if you didn't mean to interrupt me, then why did you interrupt me?
Good point. Well, let me rephrase that. Jim, I do very much mean to interrupt you.
Well, okay, but hurry. We've only got 19 minutes left now.
There's something I want to tell all our listeners out there in Mexico. As you may well know, we have recently elected a new president here in the United States.
Yeah.
On behalf of the staff of Avenue G, I would just like to say, we're all terrified!
You got that right. I spent the last few weeks curled up in a fetal position watching reruns of The Golden Girls.
Ugh.
And I've cut myself off from all media reports and have spent my time doing the one thing that distracts and comforts me.
Writing hilarious skits for our show?
No, baking pumpkin pies for my annual Thanksgiving pie bake, Pumpkin Palooza.
Anyway, since it's only a matter of time before we at Avenue G will be forced to flee the country, we were just wondering, could we move in with you folks down in Mexico? Okay, Jim, back to you. Jim? Oh my God, Jim's dead!
What? Oh, sorry, Andy. I didn't get a chance to take my usual pre-show nap. I usually lie down in the green room before the show, but Martha's in there working on that DNA machine she's building.
What exactly does DNA stand for?
It stands for
What?
Ed, what's that hilarious comedy skit you're writing for tonight's show?
Well, I was thinking about explaining how baby carrots are, in fact, not immature carrots, but just adult carrots that have been cut into small pieces.
Jim's asleep again.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I think I better get some coffee over at the mini mart. You can run the show while I'm gone.
This is amazing. I get to run the show even though I'm completely unqualified. God bless America.
No, Andy, Jim was talking to me, not you.
No, when he said you can run the show, he meant me, you. Not you, you.
No, he didn't mean you, me. He meant me. That's what he meant by you.
But he was looking at me. Not you, you. So he meant me, you.
Hold on a second. Is me, or is me, you? Because I thought that me, you was you, and you, me was...
I'm back!
Aww.
The mini mart was out of milk. We have any in the fridge?
Sorry, Jim. Kitchen's off limits.
Why?
I'm all set up for baking pies. Your 86-year-old Aunt Lulu is helping me out. She's in there now.
Oh, no. This can't be good. Aunt Lulu! And oh, my God! Where are your clothes?
I'm wearing an apron.
Well, that's not enough.
Sorry, Jimmy. I wanted to show that adorable Mr. Feldman that the pumpkin pies weren't the only sweet things in the kitchen. But if it upsets you, I'll go change.
No, please, don't turn around, Aunt Lulu. There's some things a nephew should never see.
You seem out of sorts, honey. Is something wrong?
I don't know, Aunt Lulu. I felt really down ever since, well... You know.
Oh, I understand, sweetie. I know what'll cheer you up. We should bake a pie together like we used to when you were little. A long, long time ago, a little boy named Jimmy used to help Aunt Lulu bake her pies.
Aw, come on, Aunt Lulu.
And every time that he was blue, Aunt Lulu knew just what to do to bring that happy light back to his eyes. And now we're in a bleak November, the worst campaign I can remember. I know it's the election that's causing your dejection.
Yeah, you're right. You always knew what it would take to soothe the most painful heartache. So would it hurt to take a break and help Aunt Lulu bake?
That's my boy. My, we're baking a pie. A homemade one is better than the ones that you buy. A crust of warm and flaky brings a tear to your eye. Come on now and let's bake a pie. You'll feel better if we bake a pie.
Now for 8 years we had change and hope, and now I don't know how
it used to be.
No.
When Washington rode on his horse and Adams followed in due course, power seemed to shift predictably. But the wind that Dewey thought he had was snatched off like a hanging chad.
Yeah.
We thought there was no fixing the damage done by Nixon.
So, people's choice or big mistake, lying or conniving snake, we lie upon the beds we make. We better make some pie.
You're right, Jimmy, we better. My, my, we're baking a pie. A homemade one is better than the ones that you buy. A crust so warm and flaky brings a tear to your eye. We'll feel better if we make a pie. You look tired, Jimmy. Why don't you go lay down out on the patio?
Yeah, I think I will, Aunt Lulu. We can bake that pie a little later.
Okay, hon. Hey, has anyone seen my carrier pigeon flying around here? She's part of the experiment I've been preparing. I'm going to use my machine to combine the DNA of my carrier pigeon with the DNA of a turkey.
And why exactly would you want to do that?
To create a carrier pigeon so large and powerful that she can fly around the world nonstop and defend herself against anything that tries to interfere with her flight pattern.
You mean like a commercial airliner?
That's right, Ed. Anything. This will be my greatest creation.
As a turkey, it's all designed to increase the distance she can fly. Yes, I can do that much. I set it up. That's the DNA chamber. That's me in the lab coat. Proving on the pigeon, no one will keep up with her. Oh, I know that I can do it. Yes, I can do that much. You just cannot. Just wait till you hear her, darling. Just wait till you see her wings. Fly. Every feather will be surging with power. My perfect creation. Wait till you see what she can do. She will be strong and blindingly fast. Yes, I can do that much. That much. Consider this. Consider this. The bird of the century. Consider this. The mix of all the ideal genes. Come watch as all my fantasies go flapping around. I can do that much. Just wait till you hear her gobbling. Just wait till you see her wings. Just wait until you watch her fly.
She'll be the perfect pigeon. She'll be the most amazing bird ever.
Martha!
I see your carrier pigeon over there by the door. I think I can get her.
Andy, you scared her away.
Come on, Ed. Help me catch her.
Hey, look, there she is on the DNA machine. Come on.
Stop! Be careful around that machine.
idiots! You activated the DNA splicer. I hadn't finished prepping for my experiment.
What do you mean?
I put a turkey into the machine. I was going to put my carrier pigeon in there, too, so they could exchange their DNA, but with only the turkey in the machine, all by itself, I don't know what will happen.
Hey, does anyone know where Jim went? I saw him heading out back, but he's not there now.
Uh-oh. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Should all move to Mexico?
No, although that does sound like a good idea. Actually, I'm wondering if Jim was in Martha's DNA machine, along with the turkey, when you accidentally turned it on.
But I could have sworn it was you who just turned it on. And by that, I mean you.
Holy smokes, you're right. Jim is inside the DNA machine.
So when you say you're right, do you mean you, Andy, or you, me?
Quick, you need to help me pry open the chamber door. Grab onto the doorknob, and we'll all pull on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh no, the turkey has a mustache.
That's not the turkey. That's Jim. He must have absorbed some of the turkey's DNA. Look at those white feathers and those spiky toenails.
Actually, his toenails always look like that.
He's not moving. This is terrible. I'm afraid the shock was just too much for Jim's system. He's dead, Jim.
No, he's Jim.
Yeah, he's dead, Jim.
Are you sure he's dead and not just asleep?
Yeah, maybe it's just a tryptophan.
Right. Most of the time when he takes a nap, he pretty much looks like a corpse. Jim, wake up!
What's going on? I have a strange craving for raw corn.
I can't believe it. He's alive. Alive, I say.
What happened to me? I just lay down here for a nap, and now I have a beak and tail feathers.
I'm sorry, Jim. My plan was to splice the turkey's DNA with my pigeon's DNA and make a giant carrier pigeon with an enormous wingspan to fly all over the globe.
But Martha, that giant pigeon would never have gotten off the ground. It's aerodynamically impossible. Here, look at this diagram I drew.
That's just a bunch of squiggly lines, Ed. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, remember me? I'm the guy who's turning into a turkey.
Easy, Jim. Everyone makes mistakes.
Mistakes? I can't live like this for the rest of my life. I don't know what this waddle's for, and why I feel like running wild out in the woods. And every time I eat raw corn, it seems the taste is not so sweet. So I looked into the mirror, and I caught a scary glimpse of what the others see, a turkey. And believe me, now I'm convinced. Wow, my face has strange changes. I don't want to be a turkey man. Wow, my face has strange changes. You're gonna have to rework me, man. You must change me, 'cause this beak sure ain't mine. My head has shrunk to baseball size. I gobble when I try to scream in frustration, and the vision's better in my eyes. I almost drown watching the rain. But these feathers that I sit on make a soft and comfy seat. I'm attuned to my transformation. I'm quite aware of what I'm going through. Wow, my face has strange changes. Don't tell me that I will get used to it. My face has strange changes. You say you want me for my giblets. You must change me, 'cause this beak sure ain't mine. A strange transformation is taking me silently, shaping the change I'm going through. My face has strange changes. Don't tell me I'll get used to it. Wow, my face has strange changes. You say you want me for my giblets, but you must change me, 'cause this beak sure ain't mine. I said that you must change me. 'cause this beak sure ain't mine. Need to turn me back into a normal human being.
Doesn't that assume you were a normal human to start with?
Jim, I have no idea how to reverse the DNA process. I'm not a miracle worker.
That movie, The Miracle Worker, snagged the Oscar for Best Actress, Anne Bancroft, and the Best Supporting Actress for Patty Duke.
Ed, could you please give me some useful trivia? Like how to reverse the DNA exchange?
You know, I could make a huge batch of mashed potatoes and 3 or 4 gallons of gravy.
Well, why do we need that?
No reason. Oh, and we'll need a tub of cranberry sauce.
Martha, can't you just put me back into the machine and reverse the process?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Just give me a few minutes to think it through.
Hey, where are the cookies? I'm a little bit peckish. No pun intended.
Who was that?
Holy moly! That's the turkey that was in the DNA machine with Jim! He can talk!
Yeah, and I can also play bass guitar, too, even though I'm not sure what that is.
So, Mr. Turkey, what would you like us to call you?
I'm not sure. All the other turkeys used to call me... Then again, it's the only sound the turkeys make, so for all I know, they could have been saying anything. Anyway, about those cookies.
This is amazing. The turkey is behaving just like Jim, even though he has a brain the size of a peanut.
Well, that's not true. My brain is much bigger than a peanut.
I was referring to the turkey. Hear me out, Jim. Mr. Turkey here knows how to play the bass, and you play the bass.
And the turkey likes chocolate chip cookies. Why, he's exactly like you, Jim.
Well, no, he's not.
You know what really bugs me? It's those damn millennials. They spend all day looking at their cell phones and drinking that fancy coffee.
Wow, that sounds just like Jim, all right.
You know what else bugs me? People looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. I even wrote a song about it.
Uncanny.
I'm just a turkey, so everywhere I go, I'm the focus of Thanksgiving dinner. No one cares for yams, cabbages, or clams. Lucky me, I'm the winner. I would taste sublime, rubbed with sage and thyme. That's what they all say about me. But if they just would let me go, they would surely know. Dinner's fine without me. 'Cause there's green bean casserole, olives stuffed and whole, applesauce and sweet potatoes, roast tangy sauerkraut, roasted Brussels sprouts, cauliflower and stewed tomatoes, broccoli baked with cheese, onions creamed with peas. It shouldn't be all about me. 'Cause if this bird doesn't show, Thanksgiving's still a go. Dinner's fine without me. So please don't eat my body. Oh, there's no reason to kill me. No reason to grill me. 'Cause I'm just a turkey. Just a sweet gobble, gobble, gobble. Come on, give a chance to me. Would that be so bad? Bozy, bozy, bop, diddy, bop. I am just a turkey. Nobody should eat me. No reason, no reason. Nobody has to eat me. That's right.
Okay, guys, I think I've worked out a plan to get Jim back to normal. It's going to be dangerous and life-threatening, so you'll have to be brave.
You mean we could die?
Not us, just Jim.
Oh, well, in that case, let her rip. What do we got to do?
It's very simple for a person with an advanced degree in biogenetic engineering. Basically, we need to reverse the biogenetic peptide bonds and, well, I won't bore you with the details.
Could you bore us with generalities?
Another time, but I will need your help. I can't pull this off all by myself. Andy, you need to stand over on the other side of the room and operate the electrostatic amino acid pump.
Not a problem. I have a lot of experience when it comes to standing on my hind legs. Although I must warn you, I may topple over unexpectedly.
You will need to manually unlatch the amino acid pump the second I tell you to, and I don't want any of your moronic screw-ups.
Are you implying that I'm some sort of moron?
No, it's just a coincidence. Ed, I'll need you to sit here and look pretty. Can you do that?
Well, I can try. My hair is a complete mess. Does anyone have a comb?
Your hair looks fine, Ed. Here, want some pie? Fresh baked?
Andy, set the pie down and man your post. Jim, you need to get back into the machine with Mr. Turkey.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Turkey, I think there might be some chocolate chip cookies in that machine there. You want to go check it out with me?
Sure. You know, it seems like all the new music on the radio these days sucks. If it was up to me, all they would play is the Beatles.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, I'm closing the door. Andy, get ready to throw the switch. Are you with me, Andy?
Yes, Master.
Okay, throw the switch. And now, it's time for the moment of truth. Open up the door.
Jim, are you all right? You lost your feathers. That's a good sign.
I feel completely baked, but human again. And look, Mr. Turkey, he's just a regular turkey.
Is it just me, or does Jim seem kind of crusty?
He's always been like that, but what's that aroma? I'm getting hints of nutmeg and cloves.
Yeah, and ginger and cinnamon.
Andy, when I asked you to put down that pumpkin pie, where did you put it?
Oh, I just put it down on the seat. In the machine! Does that mean that Jim now shares DNA with the pie?
Correct!
What shall we do?
You know, the restaurant supply store sells 5-gallon jugs of whipped cream, and I think we've got some dessert forks in the back.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm out of here.
I'll go get some napkins.
No! Wait, Jim! Come back!
Ah! Okay, buddy, we'll save a slice for you.
Well, that's it for this edition of Avenue G. Thanks to Ed Feldman and the entire Avenue G acting team. Tonight's show was written by Mac Jacob, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris. For those of you in the Philadelphia area, come out and see our show at Read and Eat Coffee House. That's at 6156 Ridge Avenue, every first Friday at 7 p.m. You can check out all our podcasts anytime online at avenue-g.net. You can also visit us on Facebook or YouTube. And starting with our next episode, we'll be moving from Podomatic to Blueberry. I'm Andy Pettit, your trusty announcer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Buenas noches.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.